Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Well, hello, everyone. I just wanted to welcome you all to Grit, Grace, and Glitz, the podcast where you show up and everything isn't always glitzy. We got to give ourselves the grace, but I will tell you that every single person that I have on here has that grit behind them of going after their goals and their dreams and everything they're going after in life. And I will tell you, there is absolutely no exception with our guest today. Deb Ellenberg is utterly amazing, and you guys are in for such a special recording here. She is a saleswoman. She is a corporate sales trainer. She's a business coach, a public speaker, and hold on, a rock climber. I mean, I cannot wait to dig into this a little bit more, and also a big dog lover. No matter what role she plays, she is passionate about helping others uncover their quote unquote rock star qualities. I love the pun and awesomeness within. She is the vice president of the business development at Sandler Training in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And she helps business owners and salespeople struggling to fill their pipeline, help shorten that sales cycle from, you know, when you first meet someone to when they say go, closing more business, increasing margins, and focusing on attitudes, behaviors, and techniques for that growth. So it's really that long-term success she's looking for, building those really strong, good habits so things just flow. So as an avid rock climber, she finds many parallels in sales and climbing and shares tips on success on LinkedIn. So if you're not already following on her LinkedIn, go down to the show notes, start following this woman. She's incredible. And it's all about that sales climb and how we get to where we are, to where we're going. She's been featured in many business women forums, a plethora of different things, everything from the Polka Dot Powerhouse to the American Business Women's Association to leadership in Lancaster. I could go on and on and on, but you will just already understand why she's been featured in so many places, because she's been invited to speak, do corporate presentations, because she is just oozing with good information. She's going to give you a lot of magic today. And just remember, even if your role is not a salesperson, that's not your role professionally, we're always all dealing with sales, whether it's convincing our kids to do something, whether it's in a romantic relationship, whether it's in a friendship, whether we're on the PTA. So don't just put yourself in, shut this podcast off and say, well, I'm not in sales, this isn't going to pertain to me. So many of her learning abilities and what she's going to share with us today really foster that. So anyways, Deb, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have you.
Well, thank you, Erica. I am honored to be on your podcast because I've listened to some of your others and I'm always so inspired. I know when we first connected after getting connected on LinkedIn and had just a brief conversation, I was like, oh my God, I love this woman. There's so much that we align with and you know, our backgrounds. And I was so inspired by you. So,
Deb, thank you. I mean, and this is the beauty of it. And, you know, I always say this to the listeners, you know, that part of that gritty part is going after and just finding those new connections. Cause, you know, Deb, I'm a firm believer that, you know, the people you surround yourself with, that energy, that magnetic state is really where you're willing and wanting to go with your own life. And the higher you raise that frequency and that vibration, the more things that are just greatness and goodness and flow, if it's going to come into your life. So let's kick this off, because let's face it, as much of all the goodness and the greatness and the glitz and all this stuff that goes on, we all have wall-kicking moments in our own journey. someone that's listening to this today, maybe they're in a funk right now. Maybe that's why they turned on this podcast. Maybe they're stuck. Maybe they feel like they don't know the next level of like where they want to go. Any tips that you'd be willing to share, anything that you personally do that could help someone that may be in that spot? Because let's face it, we've all been there before.
You know, I love that question. Thank you. And it was one of those things that I can give you a real life, just practical example of something that happened to me this week and how I handled it and how I've had a discussion even yesterday, then how it was handled. That may be of value to the listeners. So I'll say that Thursday I woke up in the morning and I had just a real crappy morning. I was hit with some news right away that just, you know, it was really unsettling. And I'm talking first thing in the morning. And it just put me in a funk. The first thing I wanted to do was pick up the phone and complain and vent to some of my colleagues. And the interesting part was I kind of halted. I took a pause and I took a deep breath. And I thought about what I was going to do because I was so mad. And then I said, you know what? I literally put my hand up and said, what am I grateful for? And let's focus on what were the small victories of the week. And I pulled out my journal and I started to write. And I ended up writing 3 pages of just bulleted, you know, what am I grateful for? And then switching over to, you know, what are the small victories that I've had this week? And just by doing that action took me down an entirely new path. I think had I stayed in that initial mindset of anger and vent and just frustration, it would have put me down a whole new bunny hole of not a productive day. And instead, Thursday turned out to be the best day of my week. I was so productive. It was such an intentional day. The day turned into something that was so phenomenal.
So it sounds like you really like honed in and you took something like, I mean, the expression, you know, take lemons and make it into lemonade. Sounds like that's exactly what you did. You used those lemons and that pierce in first thing in the morning, and you had two choices, right? I always say it's like sliding doors, right? You could have picked door A or door B, and all day you could have vented and wasted the energy and picked up the phone and talked to 5 of your colleagues and then got them frustrated, or you chose door B and you said, listen, I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to think about all the other things, the other 100 things that are phenomenal in my life every day. And I'm going to use that then to catapult me to make it such a great day. And if anything, I almost find that when that happens to me too, Deb, it almost gives me ammunition to be like, okay, listen, now I got to fight even harder. Right. And in a good way, though, like in a different flow. And I truly believe that whatever that disappointing news was, or whatever happened that day, it wasn't meant to be. And it was opening yourself for more energy somewhere else, right? Or reminding you of next time when you deal with a situation like this, to deal with it door B versus door A, right? Because door A is where 90% of the time most of us end up going. We're
it's
human.
Easy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, right? And the one thing I will say too is one of the things that I learned from Sandler, they've got a bunch of rules that, you know, kind of that we live by, we work by. And one of the rules, and it's my favorite rule, is it's not how we feel that determines how we act. It's how we act that determines how we feel. Mm. And that resonated with me right away. And I was like, the action that I did was the journaling and the intentional thought of gratitude thoughts and success thoughts.
Wow.
And that took me, that changed my whole actions of the day.
And look at, and like, I can feel the excitement and the pride in yourself, because we've all been there. And when you make that conscious choice, because the easy choice again would have been door A. And that's what I love about it. And as a VP and as someone who has staff sharing that story with them, they don't even know, they need to know what the thing was, but sharing that story with them to make them remind and then starting to build those habits. And I swear, the more you start doing that, the easier it is to overcome those valleys or those, you know, wall kicking moments or those, you know, boulders that get in the way from being able to rock climb, right? Like up that mountain, like, cause it happens to all of us every single day. And I think what you're saying is it comes down to choices. It comes down to those choices. But then starting to get in with me too, even if I'm not having a wall kicking day, starting my day with gratitude, it's just amazing what it will do. You know, my family right now, we have this pumpkin, and every night we write down the things we're grateful for. And it literally can be everything from ice cream to hugs to God to travel. It can be anything, right? We let it like just flow. I don't tell the kids there's anything that they can't write. I mean, obviously PG, you know, PG 13 and under, but it's all in all. And it's just so funny what it does in the conversations that start. So pen to paper, grateful statements. I absolutely love that. And, you know, and that's the part I think that I try to portray in this podcast with the grace, giving ourselves the grace to going back and saying, okay, listen, because every once in a while you're going to go through door A and right. It's okay. You are human. You're not meant to be perfect every single time.
Absolutely. Well, and I'll say on that note, as far as, you know, not being perfect. So just because I did it in the morning, like I had a couple stumbles like mid-morning where I felt myself go back to that, you know, all of a sudden that thought of, ugh. And I had to, again, you know, say out loud, what am I grateful for? Okay, what just happened in these few hours? What were the takeaways? What were the intentional conversations? And again, it put me back on track, but that probably happened two times. So I had to keep redirecting. Yep. Again, back to your point, it's like, we're not perfect. Definitely not perfect, but how do we get ourselves back on track?
Yep. And being conscious of that. And you're right. They will start to creep back in different parts. So love it, love it, love it. Okay. So let's transition. You are just someone that already holds, you know, I hold in such high regard. People, I'm sure you mentor people. I'm sure there's a lot of people that come to you for advice all the time. But if you were to job shadow anyone in the world to see how they run their day and what they're doing, who would you choose and why would you choose them? So I cannot wait to hear this answer. And I don't know what it is, guys. So this isn't just as exciting for me as it is for you.
Well, you know, that question I just answered on LinkedIn. I don't know if you're familiar with Jesse Eisler. He's married to the woman, and I forget her name, that everybody probably knows, Spanx.
Yes, yes, yes,
so
yes.
His wife is the founder of Spanx. But I follow him. He wrote a book called Living with a Marine, and he's a really funny, great guy. He's not the person that I would follow if I, you know, kind of spend some time with, but he posed the same question. And my answer to that was, and I have to look down to how to say his name. His last name is Weinheim-Meyer. His first name is Eric. And Eric is, he's an adventurer. He's an author, he's a filmmaker, he's a speaker. He coordinates this annual summit called No Barriers Summit, and he is totally blind. And I would follow Eric for a day or spend time how he does, because he does amazing things. He is constantly stepping out of his comfort zone. He inspires so many people. He actually takes people up the mountains that are physically or emotionally challenged. I actually want to participate as a volunteer for the No Barrier Summit. It's on my bucket list. It's been on my vision board. I haven't done it yet, but it's something that I know I'm going to do. I think he sees the world differently. And I say that he sees. He's got remarkable perspective, how he reframes things. He inspires so many, and I want to meet him.
That is amazing. I mean, and think about that. Think about literally going through your life every day and not having one of your five senses. We take that for granted, right? I mean, grateful. I want to, like, tonight when I write on that pumpkin with those kids, it's going to be, hey, listen, I have my sight and I have my senses, and, you know, because we should be so, and it is things that we take for granted every day. And to know that through that obstacle, what he's done and how far he's come and how much you can learn by someone, and what other senses is he that much more attuned to, right? Is he a better listener than you and I are because you know what I mean? He doesn't have, you know what I mean? His sense of, you know, sight or whatever it may be. I always find that so interesting when someone goes through, has something, you know, that's quote unquote, in so many of our minds, a handicap, yet it helps them perform so much better in other aspects of their life. Right.
Yeah. And he is, when I say he is constantly stepping out of his comfort zone and then challenging himself and then challenging others. Like he has done Grand Rapids, like the, you know, the rapids down the, you know, in the boat and by himself. He has, you know, with people as his guides, he has climbed, rock climbed mountains, and he's taken people on these adventures. And I'm just truly inspired.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. I got to go check him out now too. And for anyone else, I mean, if you're just, again, you're in that funk today, and then I'd be like, hey, listen, imagine if tomorrow you lost your sight. Like, let's take everything one day at a time, guys. And really, you know, just remind ourselves to like, give ourselves that like perspective that it could always be better. Yes. But it could always be worse. And you know, how far you've come and what's going on in your own life and how big, and I always say, you know what I mean? Sometimes they're my problem is my problem. Right. And at that day, it seems like the biggest thing in the world, but compared to everything else that could be going on. Right. You know, I use the expression sometimes first world problems. Right. Yeah. And like in the grand scheme of things, like all the other things that are going on around the world, and how fortunate and lucky and, you know, we truly are. Okay. Well, listen, I love coming to my listeners and talking about the four letter F word. And I know this is PG-13. So no, it's not the word you're all thinking of. It is fear, right? And magic exists on the other side of fear. I'm a firm believer of it. And I just absolutely love that quote. I love what it says. I think there's so much meaning and so much conversation that goes behind it, because every day we're encountered with fear as just going back to primal instincts, right? We regress to what feels comfortable because we don't want to put ourselves in that fearful moment. And we do it a lot in business. We do it a lot in when we have personal growth. And when I say there's fear or you're doubtful, you're usually on the cusp of something massive. So talk to me about what those words actually mean to you. Any advice that you have in like your professionalism, like your training side of things, how do you overcome it when you're rock climbing and you're like, I don't know if I can handle that side of the mountain. I mean, talk to us a little bit about how you handle it up both professionally and personally.
Yeah, great question. We always say that, you know, growth happens when we step out of our comfort zone. And I think even with what we've talked about up until now, you know, it's all about stepping out of our comfort zone, being open to learning and growing and not letting fear hold us back. So one of the things that we talk about, and I talk about a lot, is, well, I'll back up and say, attitude is everything. It starts with our attitude. There's this thing called the belief wheel, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the belief wheel. I've explained it a little bit when I talk to some of our clients and when I've done some public speaking. And so let me just demonstrate how the belief wheel works. And it kind of provides some context around when you think about those fears and those doubts and those things that hold us back, why do they hold us back and how do we break through? So the belief wheel basically says that, you know, if you think about a circle, on the top of the circle, it's our beliefs. And our beliefs really drive our judgments and kind of, you know, what we might think. And our judgments drive our actions. And then our actions drive our results. And it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you've got, let me give you an example. If you've got an example like, so I do a lot with sales. And so I might talk to people and they say, oh yeah, we get a lot of referrals, word of mouth. That's how we do things. And I said, great. When you're asking for referrals and introductions on a daily basis, how does that go? Or how does that sound? And they might say, I don't necessarily ask for referrals. I feel a little uncomfortable asking for referrals. So the belief is I'm a little uncomfortable asking for referrals. The judgment is, I don't want to ask for referrals because I don't want somebody to think I'm needy. You know, they'll give them to me when they're ready, but I don't want to be one of those, you know, salesy people that are asking for introductions or referrals, which then is going to impact your actions. You're not going to ask for referrals. You're just going to wait for them, which is going to give you the results. Well, I get referrals, but I only get referrals when people give them to me. I'm not getting as many referrals because I'm not asking them. But the bottom line is people love to help other people. So if the new belief is I'm very comfortable asking for help, then that judgment is because people want to help me. I want to help people. People I know want to help me. So now I'm going to ask for referrals every time I talk to somebody. Doesn't matter if I know them or not know them, you know, can you help me? You know, if they say no, that's okay. You know, but it's going to give you the result that you're probably going to get a lot more introductions and referrals. And again,
and you've planted the seed now that 2 months from now, you're going to come top of mind because you told them about it. Right. I know I do that a lot. Even I have a wellness business, and I'll do that a lot when I meet other people. You know, I might meet you, Deb, and be like, Deb, you would be amazing, you know, at my entrepreneur wellness business. You're like, oh, that's just not for me. This and the other. I'm like, who else do you know that's like you? Right. I mean, it's a compliment to them. Obviously don't say it if you don't mean it, but if you truly and genuinely mean it, ask that person, because they could be like, oh my goodness. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like my past spin instructor she'd be a great connection for you. Right. So, and I know the times that I've done that, it's amazing the people that I end up getting introduced to.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of those things I think with what you just said too, it's, you know, it's asking, but it's challenging that initial belief and really kind of calling it out. We call it head trash sometimes. It's like when you think about those fears or why we don't do something or what holds us back, you know, it's head trash. So we got to challenge it and we got to figure out, all right, so, you know, what if I did step out of my comfort zone and ask for help? What if I do say, you know, do you know somebody? You might not be interested, but can you, you know, do you know somebody else in your social network? Of course, it's genuine. It's authentic.
I love the word though, because every single listener on this right now has had trash. You're probably having it go through your head right now, right? As much as we're trying to be focused 100% on Deb and Grit, Grace, and Glitz, we all have head trash, things that are going through our head. Ugh. And I love that expression. I'm going to start you coining that. I don't know if that's yours or what, but that is amazing because it's so true. Like, and all it is trash. It just gets in the way from, you know, to me, all that magic that can be going on. And so many of those fears or voices in our head don't end up even coming to fruition. How much energy have we spent on things that really don't even end up happening? Or like the other day, you could have taken that conversation, say it was someone that was like, you know, I'm going to hypothetically say, I have no idea what the situation was, doesn't matter. But say it was a client that came to you that said, hey, I'm going to end a contract with you, right? Major, major client. You're like, oh my goodness, this is our life, like lifeline. This is our bread and butter. What are we going to do? And you could have spent all that energy doing that and wasting that. But instead you took that day and like transitioned it into something else. And that's when the magic starts happening. And you're like, you're not in that scarcity mindset. You're not in that fearful side that you're like, ah, what if I never find anyone else? What if there's no other clients? What if this, what if that? Like if you already have that funnel built and those people that are coming into your life and you're asking for those referral and people know what you're doing, you know, abundance will continue to flow in. It's not that you won't still have fear. It's not that you still won't have wall kicking moments. It's not that you still won't have head trash, but it's the mindset to get you to the other side of all of those things that will inevitably come into your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Spot on.
So, okay, well, let's end this with a bang. So there's so many different ways that we can look at success, right? And success to me can be measured, looked at, evaluated in 9 million different ways, right? Probably a billion different ways, right? I'd love to hear to you what actually success means. And when you're working with clients and you're working with people, or maybe you're just working with a personal friend, how do you define success? What has been something that you've been successful at? And how, with all that being said, I know I'm now throwing kind of like another whammy in there, but I think the hardest part for majority of us is, again, how we define that success, because some success to some people is very different than another person. And how do we stop that comparison game of, hey, I thought I was successful, but I wasn't because I ran the 8:30 mile, but someone else ran the, 7:59 mile. So I was successful, but now I don't feel successful because at the same time, how that can always challenge us and make us move the bar higher too. So yeah. I know that's a kind of a jumbled question, but I think it's really important to talk about success, as we kind of like end this, because so much of what you do at Sandler and so much of what you do in your personal life is based on achievement and success and helping other people get there.
Yeah. So let me start by explaining, we have something called the success triangle. So I'm going to start there. And I think the one thing that I really have appreciated with Sandler is that they take something that can be so complex or so complicated and so many different answers, and they simplify it. And so when we talk about success, we're talking about three different things. So we're looking at first, what's our attitude? What's our behaviors? And then what's the techniques or our skills? And so to explain that a little bit more, it is really looking at the behaviors that we're doing the right things to get us where we want to go. What are the behaviors that we're doing? It's doing the techniques, the right techniques. So honing those skills or those techniques that will enable us. So if we're doing the right behaviors, we want to then make sure that we're doing the right techniques. We're honing and learning and practicing those techniques, and then having that right attitude. So that attitude that's going to keep propelling us forward as opposed to holding us back. The fears, the uncertainties and doubts. So again, challenging and calling out the head trash. So it's really looking at all three of those things. So if you've got a goal, it's looking at, all right, what's my plan to achieve the goal? What's my process and the strategies and my plan to get me where I want to go? And knowing that success doesn't happen overnight, but it's really tracking and measuring those little victories that we have every day. It's being consistent to doing those behaviors that we've identified in our plan. If we've got a goal in mind, it's then kind of doing the right things, learning what we need to do. And let me give you an example with this. So when we think about maybe an Olympic athlete, so somebody like Michael Phelps, who has so many gold medals, so Michael Phelps, to get where he's got to go, he's doing the right things, with doing the things right and having that right mindset and that right attitude. So he's getting in the water, he's practicing every day. He's got a workout routine. His nutrition is right on par. So he's doing the right behaviors, and then he's practicing the right technique. So maybe those techniques might be his butterfly stroke or his flip turn. So he's working with his coach to perfect his flip turn. So it's timely, it's flawless, his stroke is effortless. And then he's got the right mindset. He's got that mindset that says, I can do this. All right. So what else do I need? Yes, somebody else might be a better swimmer or another swimmer. How do I not compare myself and just take it one step further today? So it's the success triangle. It's looking at all three of those things, the right attitude, doing the right behaviors, and then having the right techniques and honing and practicing our techniques. Because if any one of those things is off or missing, it's like a three-legged stool. Like if we're missing a leg of a stool, can we sit on it? We can sit on it, but we might be balancing it, but it's not as stable. It's not as grounded. It's not going to give us the results that we want.
Yeah, hopefully you have a harness on.
Correct. So when I'm climbing, I've got a harness on. So it's really looking at those three things and making sure we're in the right place. We're doing the right activities. We're practicing and honing and doing things right, with that mindset that's going to get us and propel us to success. Did that answer your question?
Oh, it totally. I think I love the angle that you took, and it's right. I think I think what I resonated the most with, and what, you know, even my own life, you know, people say, you know, how do you do so much in a day, right? And I say it's consistency of a little bit every day. I don't go and try to go to the gym for 3 hours a day, but every day I give 1 hour of my day, or 4%, if you really want to break it down, to going and doing, whether that's going running, or whether that's going to the gym, or whether that's, you know what I mean, like lifting weights. And like every day I give myself that time, right? So again, I'm not trying to go out and do 3 hours in one day and then I don't hit the gym for 3 weeks, right? Like it's that consistency. Same thing with sales, right? Like it's doing those reach outs and doing those income producing activities every single day, whether it's in my professional world, it's honing in and making sure that I'm there for my team. It doesn't mean I have to have a 3 hour meeting with, you know what I mean, my team every day, but every day that I'm checking in with them and I'm there for them and I'm helping, you know, next level. It's really what I hear you saying. It's coming up with those habits, right? And once you have those habits, then how can we tweak them? How can we make them a little bit better, right? Absolutely. So how can we refine it? How can we get to the answer faster? Maybe it is making that call with one of your teammates. And instead of having to spend 20 minutes on the phone, you're able to spend 10 minutes, but it's way more effective. You're getting the answers, that other person's getting the answers, and you both get to go on with your day, right? So it's, okay, now I've created the habit. I'm calling that person every day, but now I'm going to actually tighten up my agenda, right? I'm going to go to, you know, what I need to do. But then all within that whole thing is having that positive attitude. And I think what you recognized and what you said, and to so many people on the call, recognizing that those attitudes like have to be consistent, right? Yeah. That, you know, that positive mindset. And when you feel like you're going out of whack, how to pone yourself back in, you know, because without that attitude, none of the other things will really matter.
Right. Right. So, well, and I think that's where having that support network, those people around you that really, you know, have your best interest in mind, where they are trusted friends, confidence, accountability partners. You can talk through and debrief things that are good, that bad, that are ugly. It's doing things like journaling. It's having a vision board. It's really having, if you've got a goal, then putting a plan in place that's written. It's not just, you know, in the head and wishy-washy. And then it's what you just said. It's being consistent. It's doing those behaviors and doing, you know, working on the techniques and keeping that attitude, you know, positive and working in your best favor.
Exactly. And I think it goes back to the second point of like the podcast, that grace, like there's going to be days where your consistency isn't perfect, right? But being like, hey, listen, I've built enough of a habit that if one day I have a bump or something doesn't happen, the next day I'm so used to that habit, it's still going to happen, right?
Right.
Let's face it, we're supposed to brush our teeth, you know, 2 times a day. I'm sure anyone listening to this has missed a day here or there, but it doesn't mean the next day you're not going to go back to brushing them twice a day, right? We, as a young age, we started building a habit. We just know it's the right thing to do, right? Some of us, you know, could be brushing them 3 or 4 times a day, but building that habit and what we're doing and tweaking it, and then, you know, reassessing and saying, hey, what do I need to change? And being willing to change certain habits. You know, you go to the dentist and they're like, we're seeing some issues. Maybe you start adding that third time in a day, right? You know what I mean? Because you know, hey, listen, I got to make this better. I got to go to that next level. And I know that sounds like a really simple example, but it's all things of your life. It doesn't have to be, you know, that we're all going to swim a Michael Phelps, you know, 400, you know, butterfly, you know, perfectly. It can be all little things in your life. So with that being said, Deb, I mean, you have just filled with us with so much content, so much goodness. I'm sure people are just dying to be like, okay, what can I do? What can I start putting in place? How can I start building those attitudes and behaviors and this and that? Anything else you want to just leave us with? Anything, you know, that you want to just, you know, leave with the crowd that they're like, listen, if you walked away with one thing, maybe you didn't listen to this, maybe you didn't understand this point, anything that you feel like leaving people with, and then where can they find you?
I think what sums it up, and it's one of my favorite quotes, it's by Henry Ford, where he said, if you think you can't or you think you can, you're right. So, you know, it really, attitude is everything. And it really drives our beliefs, which then drives the judgments and our actions, which give us the results, and so on. So I think that kind of sums things up.
I love it. I mean, drop the mic. I mean, it truly is, right? So if you leave with anything right now, it's your choice. When you hang up on this podcast, it's your choice of how you're going to go on your day. I mean, you can talk to Deb, you can listen to three more podcasts, you can, you know, but it depends on your actions and your mindset. And it's easier said than done. So if you're struggling there right now, it, again, just like any other habit, it's going to take a while to get into that mindset. And Deb would be lying and I'd be lying to say, there's days where we're like, no, we can't. Mm-mm, ain't going to happen. Right. And this little voice comes in, starts creeping in and feeling yucky. And we're like, yep, you know what? The voice is right. I can't do that. I can't do that. But it's overcoming that. And it's building those muscles. It's building that mechanism. And I know Deb does that so much with a lot of her clients. So where can we find you, Deb? I mean, someone's like, I need to get in front of Deb. I need more Deb in my life. The best place, LinkedIn.
Probably the best place is LinkedIn. Shoot me a connection request. I will naturally going to come back to you and say, let's have a 10-minute conversation because I want to learn about you. Everybody that I'm connected with on LinkedIn, I get real intentional in trying to know who they are. Not a pitch at all. It's just, if we're going to connect, let's connect, but tell me a little bit about you. So that's probably how I'll respond. And
remember, Deb may have a referral for you, or you may have a referral for Deb. And like, that's the beauty of all of these connections. Again, not the intent of this podcast, but I'm a firm believer that, hey, listen, the way you build your network and you build your connections, and it's just amazing the other doors that can evolve or open. And as Deb said, I think so eloquently at the beginning, people love helping other people. We genuinely, human beings are good people. It's just as fulfilling for us as it is for someone else when you can help someone, any aspect. And I don't care if that's mom advice, if that's a new recipe, if that's a new rock climbing shoe, if that's a business connection, whatever it is, we love to help people. You know, it's a fulfilling feeling for ourselves, but it also is so good. And let me tell you, if we did that more every single day, what a beautiful place this world could be, or next level that world. So go. And again, so you get nothing else out of this today too, go just fill someone with goodness today, with gratitude, and just watch the other doors that will open for you. Deb, I'm so excited you joined us on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. You know, the place that people can just come and be real and be authentic and be gritty, but reminding themselves to give them, you know, the grace that they deserve and we sometimes need, especially as high performing people, but also celebrating the glitz. And Deb said that to us today. And if you didn't hear it, I'll repeat it. Celebrating all those little things that do happen every day, right? And they don't have to be major monumental things, but starting to really celebrate those things and look at them in a different perspective. So with that being said, I'm going to sign off of Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Deb, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your inspiration. Remember, go find her on LinkedIn. She's an absolutely phenomenal human being, and just such a light of sunshine to put into your universe. And I'm so glad that I connected with her and that now look at, she ended up being on the podcast. So all is good. Go serve, go live your true self, and just go make this world a better place. Cheers. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.